Father, for some Lord's prayer from Mount Lebanon. Today is the 18th day of the blessed month of God. May God begin and put us in the unity for peace and tranquility. While our sin and pity are forgiven.
Enjoy the tender mercies of our Lord, my Father and brethren. Amen. On these days, Hemmatra the Elder was martyred. He was a pious Christian from the city of Alexandria. When the infidel Emperor Decius reigned, he ordered the persecution of the Christians in every place of the empire. When his elect reached the city of Alexandria, they cited dissent, brought him before the governor, and he confessed the Lord Christ. The governor commanded him to worship the idols and promised him with splendid promises, which he refused. Then he threatened and intimidated him with severe punishment. Saint Matra did not change his conviction, but instead he shouted, saying, "I worship and kneel only to the Lord Christ, the creator of heaven and earth. How can I forsake him and worship idols made of stones and wood that does not hear or see?" The governor became enraged and ordered him beaten. He was severely beaten and then hanged up by his arms. Later on they imprisoned him for a few days and reputedly smelling dark prison. Afterwards, they took him out of prison, beaten him again, and wounded him. Finally, when the governor saw him steadfast in his faith in the Lord Christ, to him is the glory, he ordered to behead Saint Matra outside the city. So he received the crown of martyrdom. The blessing of his prayer be with us all, amen. On this day also is a commemoration of the martyrdom of Saint Abahur, Tosia, and their children. The blessing of their prayers be with us all, amen. Today also the church celebrates the commemoration of the departure of Saint Agathon the Hermit. He became a disciple of Abba Bumen in the wilderness of Shahid during the 4th century. When his teacher departed, he followed the instruction of the Narsanius. He left the wilderness after the first raid of the Berbers on Shahid in the year 410 AD and lived on Torah Mount. He strived to fulfill the divine commandments. He was simple in his clothing, and he led a pious ascetic life. He only owned an iron knife to split the fronds and bread baskets. It was said about him that he was full of sweetness, gentleness, and asceticism. He was able with his wisdom and announcing the word to gather around him many monks. He loved the virtue of giving and serving the sojourners. One time he found a sick man lying on the side of the road, so he carried him to a hostel, cared for and provided for his care for 4 months. After the man was healed, Saint Agathon went to the desert saying to himself, "I wish that I can find a leprous man to give him my body, and he give me his body." He used to say, "I never went to sleep and I was angry at someone." He also has a famous saying, "If a man of wrath to raise the dead, he would not be accepted by God." The Paradise of the Father records for him many useful sayings. When his departure drew near, he spent 3 days in a deep contemplation, and he said to those who were around him, "I am occupied at this hour by meeting Christ," then departed in peace. His face was shining and smiling as he was meeting his beloved friend that he longed for. The blessing of his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever. Amen.